We're doing Yeshayahu. We're up to what's called the 33rd chapter. So again, we're doing Yeshayahu. We're up to what's called the 33rd chapter, the 21st Pasuk. The Navi is describing the great salvation that will be from the Assyrian Empire and how the Assyrian Empire will have conquered so many nations. It'll be an obvious success for them. And yet Hashem will do a miracle and they won't succeed. And Hashem will show up on the scene. Hashem will make such great miracles that the Syrian Empire will not be able to conquer Jerusalem. They conquer all of Israel, but the little city Jerusalem they can't conquer. Ki im sham, over there in Jerusalem, in truth, Adir Adonai lanu, Hashem is going to reveal His strength, that He is protecting us. Mikom ne'arim yorim rachavei adayim. Jerusalem will be a place with rivers that are so wide. Bal teilech bo onishayit. Our boat that's used for floating over the waters won't be able to traverse those rivers. Vetzi adir lo yavrenu. And even powerful ships won't be able to cross that river. So the simple reading of the verse is, it's a metaphor. The verse is saying Jerusalem will be protected by Hashem as though there were powerful rivers surrounding it, that even powerful ships won't be able to enter Jerusalem. And that's a reference to Sancheiriv, that he will not be able to access Jerusalem as though the most powerful of streams are flowing around it. Our sages say that in fact, waters will come out of Jerusalem. There will be rivers coming out of Jerusalem. Our sages understood the pasuk to actually be indicating what's going to happen in futuristic times. Ki Adonai shofeteinu, because Hashem is avenging on our behalf. We discussed that the word shofet could mean judge. It could mean Hashem is our judge. He is our ruler. The word shofet could mean ruler. And the word shofet could mean to take avenge. Mishpat could also mean revenge. So Hashem is avenging on our behalf, or Hashem is our ruler. Adonai mechokekeinu. Hashem is the one who's our ruler. Adonai malkeinu hu yoshienu. Hashem is our king. And just as it's a king's job to save his people, so too Hashem will save us from the hands of Sancheiriv. By the way, the two psukim ago, where we began today, is half the book. It's exactly half the book. So we've already finished half the book of Yeshaya.
How many years?
I don't know. Nitishu chavalayich. He's described Jerusalem earlier as though there are rivers around it. So he's continuing and saying, no one will be able to come and conquer it, because it'll be as though those who are leading the ships let go of the ropes that hold the what's it called? The sail on the mast. So, nitishu chavalayich. It's as though they let go of the ropes that hold the sail. Bal yechazeku chein tonam bal paris unes. They won't be able to strengthen their toren. Toren is the mast. Yes, that's the central beam that holds the sail. So bal yechazeku chein tonam. They won't be able to fix properly their mast. Bal paris unes. Bal, they have not been successful. Paresu, to draw out, to extend, lifros, to extend, nes. Nes is the banner, in this case it means the sail. Az chulak ad shalal marbe, when Sancheiriv will fall, so then he will have come after great victories. And at the gates of Jerusalem the plague will hit his men, and the few that remain will flee. And so there will be marbe, a tremendous abundance of wealth, of shalal, of loot, that will be divided between the inhabitants of Jerusalem. Pischim bazezuvaz. Even people who are piseach, who are crippled, will be able to walk in leaning on their canes, on their crutches, to take from the loot. So this is an indication, ordinarily when you fight an enemy, so the warriors are those that grab the loot. No, in this case, even the cripples will be able to take from the loot. The Navi is prophesizing that something extraordinary is going to happen, that even cripples will be able to walk in the Assyrian camp, which is what in fact happened when the plague hit and the people couldn't stand up to anyone. They were falling like flies.
What is he prophesizing? What time is he prophesizing?
He is prophesizing about the period of Chizkiyoh, the Judean king, just after the northern 10 tribes were completely exiled by Sanherib. Sanherib returned to conquer Jerusalem. And he assumed, if I conquered so many other nations, including the northern 10 tribes, Jerusalem is going to be easy. And in fact, he should have conquered Jerusalem. It was a miracle that as he was camping outside Jerusalem, a plague hit his men, and they dropped like flies.
And how long before is he prophesizing this?
I don't know. I don't know at what time Yeshaya is prophesizing this. Uval yomar shachin chaliti. No one is going to, no shachin, over here the word shachin could mean the inhabitant, the one who is shochin, the one who is living in Jerusalem. None of those will say, I have become ill, look at how terrible it is to live in Jerusalem. Because on the contrary, as dangerous as it was during the siege, now, ha'am, ha'yoshev ba, nisu avon, the nation will be atoned for their sins, and they will have no more afflictions. Things will be cured. Things will be better. So that's the literal reading of the pasuk. Our sages say, "Uval yomar shachin," the neighbors of Israel, not the inhabitants of Israel, but rather their neighbors, won't say, "Chaliti, look at how I suffered because I live next to Israel." It's not so. When Israel was flourishing, our neighbors benefited. They had good commerce. When Israel was destroyed, our neighbors benefited. They again had good commerce. So the Gemara understands the pasuk to mean uval yomar shachin chaliti. Our neighbors never suffer from being our neighbors. When we have it good, they have it good with us. When we have it bad, they have it good because we have it bad. Our neighbors are always benefiting from the fact that they live next to us. Uval yomar shachin chaliti. We're continuing. Kirvu goyim lishmoa. Yeshaya invites the nations. He says, come close, listen. Ulumim hakshivu. All the nations should hear. Tishma haaretz umloa. Tevel v'chol tze'etza'eha. All of the land should hear what I'm about to say. So the Navi is extending his prophecy to the nations. We saw that Yeshaya and other Nevi'im have spoken to the nations. This is not the first time we're having this. Ki ketzef ladonai al kol ha'goyim. Yeshaya says, I want you nations to know that Hashem is very upset at you. V'chema al kol tzeva'am. There is great wrath at your armies. Hechrimam nitanam latevach. Hashem intends to destroy them and give them over to be sacrificed, to be slaughtered. V'chalileyem yushlachu, ufigreyem yalev Hashem. And their corpses, the corpses of the nations, will be scattered throughout the land, and their bodies will rot. No one's going to bother burying them. V'namasu harim midamam. There'll be so much blood flowing down the mountains that the mountains will melt from the warmth of the blood flowing down them. This seems to be a metaphor. V'namaku kol tzeva ha-shamayim. V'nagolu chasefer ha-shamayim. The armies of the heavens will melt. V'namaku, they too will melt. So this is a different type of melting. Names is melting something that goes from solid to liquid, like ice that melts to water. Namek is when flesh melts. You guys ever saw flesh melting in a fire? It's a horrible sight. Namaku is when things melt either from heat, it's a form of rotting, it's a form of destruction. when ice turns to water, when the mountains will melt. So that's a natural evolvement. Namaku is melting when it's something that ordinarily shouldn't melt. It's something that's melting either from fire or from rotting. V'namaku kol tzeva shamayim, the armies of heaven will melt. V'nagolu chasefer shamayim, the heavens will be rolled up like a scroll. V'chol tzeva am yibol, all the armies of heaven, they too will wither. Kinvol alei migefin, just as a leaf can wither from the grapevine. Uchenovelet miteina, and just as the leaf on the fig tree withers away from the tree. Okay, so our sages say we have two descriptions here. We have description of the nations. We have description of the armies of heaven. Our sages say that every nation has a representation in heaven. And in order for that nation to be destroyed, their representation in heaven has to be destroyed. And the concept is really alluded to in the prophet Daniel. The prophet describes how he went to see and he saw the angel of the Medes, the Persian and Mede Empire, fighting other angels, and he understood that this would reflect the wars that were coming. So in Daniel, we learn this concept that before a war takes place down below, the angels in heaven that represent each nation have it out in heaven, and whatever happens in heaven is later represented down below in earth. So here, too, we have the description of the destruction of the armies of the nations, which is also described as the armies in heaven being destroyed.